Okay, Stanford coach David Shaw has joined us, and the Cardinals are home with their season opener Saturday against San Jose State. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. Your first question comes from Kevin Gimmel, ESPN.com.
Hey, David, aside from the fact that Ron Carragher followed you guys at San Diego, how much have you do you know about him? Have you crossed paths, anything like that?
Well, we met for the first time at the Bay Area Media Day, gosh, over a month and a half ago, I guess, which is just so strange because we know so many of the same people, but we had just never met before, never really been in the same room before. But I feel like I know him just because I've heard so much about him from both guys we both coached at USD, as well as some other places that he's been.
When going back and scouting, is it beneficial to look at a non-scholarship team for the sake of scheme and that sort of thing, or do you look at what maybe Jimmy Doherty did when he was at Washington? How far back do you go?
Defensively, we've kind of looked at both. Of course, that first game at Sac State was the biggest game, but looked at some University of San Diego as well as some of the Washington film as well.
And then finally, at the center spot, whether it's Chase Buehler or Sam Schwartzstein or now Khalil, is there a common thread between the guys who play center for Stanford?
You know, it's about making the right calls and being able to get the job done, because we change plays so often at the line of scrimmage, so the quarterback has to know what he's doing, but then the center's got to communicate. Once that play is called, he's got to identify what's going on the defensive side and make calls to the offensive line, so that guy's got to be in step with the coaches, and Khalil's shown us the ability to do that.
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
David, everywhere around us, hurry-up offenses seem to be proliferating. Washington had a lot of success with it the other night against Boise State here. Your style thus becomes, it seems like, more and more the minority. I'm wondering, is there a growing advantage to your side in doing it your way now?
Well, I don't want to call it a fad. It's more than a fad because it's good football. It boils down to execution. And people are acting like this has just never happened in football before, but and I grew up in this business. I remember Mouse Davis, and I remember the K-gun offense at the Buffalo Bills. I remember what Warren Moon did down in Houston. I mean, so there have been a bunch of different iterations at different times of fast-paced, spread-out offenses with runs and passes. So it's just football's come back around to that stage again where it's faster than it's ever been. But it still goes down to execution. So whether you call a play, one play every 15 seconds, or you call one play every 38 seconds. As long as you can execute, you'll have a chance to get first downs and eventually score points.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Any additional questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, perfect. David, thanks for your time today, and good luck this week.
Great, thanks.
You bet. We'll see you.